So there are basically two kinds of inventions. The first and most common, or at least what used to be the most common, is the labour-saving invention. So this is where somebody invents something which saves time. The cotton jenny, the locomotive, the vacuum cleaner, the washing machine, they were all inventions that made people's lives easier because they made and saved time. And then later on, once all that time had been saved, you got a new type of invention. And this type of invention is the time waster. So, an example would be the invention of the video recorder. Until that was invented, if you missed a television program, you didn't get to watch it again. That gave you a lot of free time. Another example would be email. Until email was invented, writing a letter was a long, laborious process. You didn't tend to do it. You rang people up, or you waited until you had a meeting. But email came along, and then we could instantly communicate. And because we can instantly communicate, that means we have to communicate a lot more, which means we waste a lot more of our time instantly communicating. The computer player. Until the computer console came along, we didn't have things to play games on. We didn't spend our evenings playing a computer game. We did other things. These are inventions which have all wasted time, or taken time away, or been time burglars. And the result of these time-wasting inventions means that we live much more stressful lives. And the reason they're much more stressful is we have so much more to cram in. We have the movies we need to see, which we recorded, which were on last night. We have the DVDs we bought the other day, which we needed to watch last night. We've got that computer game we said we'd finish. We've suddenly got a lot more to do in our spare time. So all those labour-saving devices, which freed up our spare time, later inventions came along and just said, hey, this is what you should be doing with your spare time. So our spare time just evaporated. And we may think of it as leisure, but it's still a loss of thinking, relaxing and calming time. So the next stage of invention needs to be ways to play computer games, watch TV and DVDs and all those time-wasting inventions. Somebody needs to invent ways of doing them a lot faster, so it saves us more time, so people can invent more things to fill up that time. Basically, we're all stressed. Thought Blast, easyreadyhotmail.com.